Hi besties, welcome back or welcome to the 20-something teenage girl podcast, the podcast where we talk about spirituality, self-development, being in your 20s, and so much more. Hi, I'm your host, Marin. Why am I talking like this? I'm so glad that you found this corner of the internet. Today's podcast episode is going to be very cash. I'm in my pajamas. I just woke up. It's 7 a.m. and I have my coffee and I just want to blab. I need to blab. So here I am. what do I want to blab about today? So I thought about titling this podcast episode, "Sometimes in order to step into your new life, you need to destroy your old one." That's a wordy title that I can't even get through once. So instead, I don't even know what I'm deciding to title this yet as I'm filming it. Probably we're talking about friendship breakups, specifically growing out of people, the law of detachment. Human beings, we're rapidly changing all the time, right? But I feel like you get into your 20s, maybe not even your 20s, I think from 17 on, you kind of start rapidly growing, even more so than before, rapidly changing. For us, for a lot of us, our environments are rapidly changing, right? It's your first time moving out of your parents' house, first time maybe living with roommates, first time going to university, first time having a job. I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life, but it's scary. It's so scary. You get the point. Lots of new stuff, very scary new stuff, and lots of change. Oh my word, ma'am. Do I fucking hate change? I am so anxious. I've said it once and I've said it. I will say it again. I don't want you to take this lightly. My anxious girlies will understand. My anxiety is so bad. I'm not trying to like victimize myself, just so you understand my psychology. My anxiety is so bad that I have about like one panic attack every single day. And it's been this way since I was a little girl. I don't know what's wrong with me. Been trying to figure it out. Been trying to do the nutrition. I'm blabbing. That's not what you care about. But because I have had such bad anxiety, and a big reason why my anxiety is really bad is I am extremely neurodivergent. Look at me just pulling out all the mental health cards to excuse my behavior. That's not what I want to do, but I want to explain how my brain works a little bit. Very anxious brain, very neurodivergent brain, okay? If you have one of those, you know how hard it is to make and maintain friendships with that kind of a brain, especially in today's society, in today's society, there are all these social rules that nobody taught me. There's all these, what would you even call them? Maybe customs. I've moved around a lot. And so I've noticed that even in every city that I've lived in, the manners that people have vary. The way that people greet each other. Some places I've lived, it's totally appropriate to go up and hug everybody, and everyone will introduce themselves to everyone. I talked to one of my roommates, and she's from the South. No, she's not. She's from the Midwest. Oh my God. One of my old roommates is from the Midwest, and she says that out in the Midwest, people are like that. Everyone hugs everybody. Everybody acknowledges everybody. Everybody it's friends with everybody, right? And maybe this is just more of a small town mentality, which is more of what my brain has, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Something I noticed when I moved away to college is I had always struggled to understand people. I'd always struggled to make friends, but in college, it was a million times harder because not only was I dealing with all these new people, I felt like I was dealing with all these new social rules that I didn't know about, all these slang terms that I didn't understand. Also, because I had moved around so much, I've never really been in one place long enough to have a solid friend group that lasted for a long time. So when I got to college, I noticed that a lot of people that went to my school came from the same hometown and had known each other for years and years and years. So they had already kind of created these little groups. And I was like, fuck, because this was my issue at every single high school that I went to growing up. I'd go to the high school, want to make friends so badly, but everybody else would already be grouped together in little cliques. So I would just be like, fine, my best friend will be my book. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to paint myself out to be like, woe is me, because this isn't what this is for. I'm very grateful because I learned a skill that I noticed that a lot of people in this generation do not have, and I know how to be alone. I actually prefer being alone. I've gone from craving this big group of friends to actually, no, I don't want, I don't want to make friends. I don't have room. I told my sister the other day, I'm not accepting friendship applications. My brain capacity is full. I can't do it anymore. I cannot have a small talk conversation with one more person or I will tear out my eyeballs. But when I was in college, this was flip-flopped. I didn't have this mentality. I was so desperately lonely. This was because I didn't like myself, didn't take care of myself, didn't know who I was. I was putting all of my faith and all of my validation in other people. And I did this for majority of my life. I still do this. I'm trying really hard, actively every single day to break these tendencies. And these tendencies were people-pleasing, which let's talk about people-pleasing for a second. People-pleasing is a trauma response, like fight or flight. So there's fight, there's flight, and then there's fawn. I talked about this in my anxiety episode, I think. Yeah, I did. Or maybe depression, one of them. But anyways, those will be linked down below, by the way, if you want to watch. But fawn is this trauma response that we get where your survival instinct is to kind of like give in or, yeah, give in to the abuser's demands, right? Let's use the example I just used. You were abused at one point in time, or you were bullied at one point in time, and the way that you survived that situation was by kind of giving into that bully. So if someone's like, I want to take your lunch money, you'd just be like, here, take my lunch money. You know what? Take my whole purse. Take my whole arm. And what happens is you, in your brain, you realize, okay, if I act this way, I can get out of uncomfortable situations. So now when you go meet a new person, your brain doesn't know if this new person is a bully or is abusive or not. Okay. And because it's experienced that before, it's going to assume worst case scenario because that's our brain's way of protecting us. It's like when you see a stick on the ground and you think it's a snake and it's not, it's a stick, but our brain will be like, hey, check to see if that's a snake, because if that's a fucking snake and you step on it, you're dead. Okay. Do I make any sense to any of you? I don't know. Maybe only people with like extreme ADHD can follow what I'm saying, but oh my God. Okay. Anyways, no matter who the other person is, no matter what the situation is, unfortunately, if you fawn at one point, you will probably bring that fawning behavior into all relationships, into all friendships, all romantic relationships, your family relationships. And that's exactly what happened to me. I don't want to dive too much into my own shit because personally, I don't think that that's helpful, but I grew up in a really strict religious cult. In order to kind of survive that environment and to be accepted into that environment, we were these two values were just like absolutely pounded into our brains. And those two values were obedience and reverence. And I'm bringing this up because I don't think that those two values are just pushed upon girls like me that grew up in that religion. I think that those two values are seen kind of being pushed upon and are being pushed upon every single woman, every single feminine person in this country right now. It's not okay for girls to fight. It's not okay for them to like wrestle each other or like punch each other, okay? It's not okay for girls to yell at each other or have disagreements. It's not okay for girls to be angry. We're like very rarely allowed to express anger. And if we do express anger, it's labeled as extreme or hormonal or some bullshit. And we all know that that's bullshit because, girl, I guarantee you know every single man in your life throws a temper tantrum at the slightest misinconvenience. And everyone thinks that's fine. But, you know, you get like abused and you're like, hey, I got abused and I would like for that to stop. And everyone's like, you're being really dramatic. Like, are you sure? You're being really dramatic and you're being really complaining right now. You should be more grateful. And so what I notice is this kind of standard. It wasn't just placed upon me, because as I entered the world and I met more people that didn't grow up in this crazy religious background like me, I realized that these same standards were still being upheld by other, specifically cis straight women. And I noticed it in so many female friendships that I had from elementary school up until college. I don't really think that the age makes a difference, because, you know, I've met some of the most mature, emotionally intelligent 8-year-olds, and I have met 30, 40, 50-year-olds that are really emotionally stupid. So it all depends. It all depends on the person. But anyways, what I realized is that in all of my girlfriend groups, we were not expressing our anger to each other. Nobody was expressing any kind of dissent. Everyone was kind of just letting everybody walk on everybody, which is insane to me thinking back. And I think that this created so many issues. So when I would engage in these people-pleasing tendencies in my friendships, it would look something like this. Someone would do something, I don't know, let's say I really don't like when people chew with their mouth open. So let's say I have this one friend and she chews with her mouth open. I never tell her that that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And we go out to a restaurant. She chews with her mouth open. I don't say anything. I just kind of sit there and I silently am like, why is she chewing with her mouth open? And it's freaking me out. And it's making me not really like this person anymore. But I'm not saying anything to her. She could be just chewing with her mouth open and not realizing that she's doing it. If I were to just be like, hey, it really bothers me when people chew with their mouth open. Do you think you could close your mouth? She probably would just close her mouth. And it honestly probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. But because of all these old, stupid, limiting beliefs that didn't even come from me, other people told me to behave this way, I would just be quiet. I'd be quiet and I'd sit there and I'd listen to that chewing and let it annoy the shit out of me until I don't really like this person anymore. But they don't know. They don't know that I don't like them. So what? I keep hanging out with them because I have this resentment that's like already built up inside of me. Everything they do is going to piss me off. Every little thing. And that's what happens when we hold in this resentment and when we hold in this anger. Holding in any kind of dissent, really. As humans, we need to express our anger and our sadness and our negative emotions. When you're a little kid, or if you watch little kids, you notice they'll stomp around a lot, or they'll just go like, bah! Or you know, when they just like emote randomly? To you, you might be like, what is, what? Huh? I would never behave that way. But bitch, you're supposed to. You're actually supposed to. Our bodies have these little built-in responses. Like, we're supposed to go like, when we're angry, because like that motion and that breath and that exhalation of the it works to expel that energy. Energy is only moved in your body through movement, through your voice, through like journaling, and through breath. So mostly movement and breath. So literally just this motion of this and the breathing out of is going to help expel some of that negative energy. If that makes any sense, I don't know. I've just been watching the biggest cockroach I have ever seen on my floor try to flip over this whole time. And it's really disturbing. I don't know if this is making any sense. Am I making sense? I don't know. Who cares? So I noticed that in all my friendships, I was doing this because I would never express like anything that anybody was doing that was bothering me. Eventually, what would happen is it would all kind of bottle up inside me and explode. And it wouldn't really ever explode on that other person. I think us girlies can really, a lot of us can relate to this. I would explode on my mom. I would explode on my sister. I would explode on my boyfriend, people that never pissed me off. And it would just be because I didn't feel comfortable expressing these negative emotions to these other people. But I have felt comfortable expressing my negative emotions to my mom, my sister, and my boyfriend. But that is not fair to them because I was just dumping all of my negativity on them. The people who didn't deserve it at all. The people who didn't do anything to provoke me. But I still couldn't stop this behavior because I can't explain it to you, but the thought that somebody didn't like me was the worst thing to me. I know that sounds so stupid, but I think because I moved around so much as a kid, all I ever wanted was friends. So I valued people's opinions more than my own opinion of myself. So if somebody didn't like me, or if somebody told me I was a bad person, I would believe them over myself. So what I've been trying to do recently is shift this perspective that everybody else's needs, everybody else's opinions come first to my needs, my opinions come first. And let me tell you, Let me tell you, sweetheart, when I started doing that, I started ruining the relationships that were in my life. I lost so many friends. Almost all of the friends that I have had at one point, they're no longer in my life. And guess what? I wouldn't want them. I wouldn't want them back in my life. And I'll tell you why. Those people weren't friends with Marin. They were friends with the Marin that I would present to the world that was based off a very, very old childhood version who just wanted friends, who just wanted to be accepted, who just didn't want to get in trouble. But in reality, that's not actually me. That's not actually what my personality is like. My real friends that know me very well will tell you I'm kind of a bitch. Like, I don't really hold in my opinions when I feel comfortable around people. I'm a lot more extroverted. Tell me why I can be more myself in front of a camera than in front of most human beings. Like, if you met me in real life, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know if I'd talk to you like this. I'd probably raise my voice a million octaves and be like, hi, it's so nice to meet you, because we're girls and we need to not threaten each other and raise our voice. I fucking know. It's fucking stupid. And I'm so over it. But anyways, I realized that once I started behaving like my true self, I started setting boundaries with people. I started stopped letting people walk all over me. Oh my God, people got so mad. Oh my word. And guess what? I went to my therapist and I was like, hey, so I've started setting those boundaries that you're telling me to set, and I've started to kind of share my opinions on things. And just, I've been trying to be myself a little bit more around the people that I hang out with, and they're not responding well at all. And she was like, girl, if they're getting mad at you just simply because you are setting boundaries, I'm sorry if you can hear all the chickens, but I like them. Anyways, she said, girl, if these people are getting upset with you because you are setting boundaries, they're not your true friends. Your true friends want you to be comfortable and want you to feel loved no matter what. I think I've said this once and I'll say it again. A real friend of mine, I could go up to them and set a stupid boundary. Like, hey, it really makes me sad when you wear polka dots around me. Can you please stop wearing polka dots? A true friend would say, yeah, of course. Oh my God, I will never wear polka dots around you again. Polka dots aren't a big deal, but they really upset me. Polka dots really, really, really upset me. If I tell that to somebody and their first response is, well, you should get over that. Well, I really like polka dots, so I'm going to keep wearing it. Girl, no, not a good sign. Not very nice, because you don't know. I could have had somebody, I don't know, commit a heinous crime upon my family wearing a polka dotted shirt. And every time I see polka dots, I have PTSD. You just don't know, okay? And for you to just assume that you know more, that I'm being dramatic, that my feelings are invalid, and just to wear the polka dot shirt anyway... Excuse me, ma'am? I don't give a fuck. Your friends should want you to feel comfortable. They should want to validate and understand your emotions, no matter how stupid they are to other people, no matter how small they may seem to other people. I'm so sick and tired of everybody all the time thinking that other people's emotions aren't valid just because they're not experiencing the same thing. Let me tell you a little secret. We're all experiencing different things. We all live in different realities. If you actually care about a person, why don't you want to learn about their reality? Why don't you want to learn about how they see the world? When I love people, I love them so deeply. I love them so wholly. And I think that it is so fascinating to learn about other people's opinions, learn about other people's beliefs, learn about the way that they see things. And yeah, every person on this earth is going to have different things that piss them off, is going to have different boundaries that they're going to set. But if I really care about somebody, I don't care what that boundary is. I'm going to respect it no matter what. So that was a very long-winded way of me saying that if you have people, or if you have anybody, yeah, if you have anybody in your life that doesn't respect when you set a boundary, red flag, because why wouldn't you want me to set a boundary? Are you benefiting off of that? Off of me not setting that boundary? Let me tell you a secret. You can't be friends with people that want to be you, okay? There's this weird thing that I notice in female friendships, and this is going to sound very conceited, but I don't really give a fuck. So I've always been very confident. I've been forced to survive. I hold myself pretty well, and I I have cute style, and I do my hair cute, and I smell good, and I do my makeup cute a lot. The point is, I look cute a lot, okay? And I know I have a cool personality, and I know that I am the shit. A lot of other people recognize this, and my whole life, I've had people, like, copy me. This is just a female universal experience. I'm really not trying to sound like I'm full of myself. I've copied other people. We all do this. As women, we're like, okay, what the fuck are we supposed to be as women? So we look at other examples, the people in our lives, most likely, or the girls on TV, and we're like, oh, okay, so this woman, she is accepted in society. What is she wearing? What does she look like? How is she doing her makeup, her hair? And we try to exemplify that ourselves in order to get accepted into society. But there's a huge issue with that. It is so harmful to yourself because you are just stopping yourself from getting to know the real you, how you actually want to wear your hair, how you actually want to dress, what your real personality is. Because I guarantee you that your true essence is just as fucking cool as whoever you're trying to copy on the internet. But I noticed that in a lot of my friendships, it was almost like we wanted to be each other and we were almost like jealous of each other. I felt jealousy for so many women. I've met a lot of girls where I think they're so beautiful. And in the past, if I met a beautiful person who was also cool and had like good style, I would like hate them. I'd be like, that girl is a piece of shit. And it was only because I was jealous of them. Someone else's beauty in the room does not mean that you are any less beautiful. And I know that that sounds really cheesy, but I've used this example before in my confidence or my self-esteem episode. But think of us as like ice cream flavors, okay? Ice cream is amazing and ice cream is fucking delicious. You are not going to like every single flavor, but someone else is going to really like that flavor. So maybe you just met somebody and they're stunning, 10 out of 10. Maybe they're mint chocolate chip, because mint chocolate chip is my favorite. So to me, I'm like, oh my God, you're mint chocolate chip. You're my favorite ice cream. I'm so jealous of you. I want to be your flavor. But to that person, I'm cotton candy. Cotton candy's my other favorite. And to them, they're thinking the same thing. And they're like, that fucking bitch, she is cotton candy and I want to be cotton candy. Grr, how could she have those colors and I don't? And I don't even have to use ice cream flavors to express this to you. We could literally just think about two supermodels. Who's two beautiful women in this world? Let's think about Jennifer Lawrence and who else is, why can't I think of a woman? Zendaya. I don't know. Two of the prettiest people, in my opinion. Are either of them prettier than the other? No. If you saw them both in a room, would you equally be like, yes? Do any of them take that spotlight away from the other? No. So I just, I'm like, why? Like, why do we do that? Why? It's so stupid. It's so lacking logic. When I look back at my own self doing this shit, I want to smack myself in the face. Because what are you talking about? Shut up. The other thing is, every time I would find myself being extremely jealous of another person, they would always tell me, oh my God, I was actually jealous of you. We all experience this in female friendships where we're constantly like, no, you're the most beautiful person in the world. And they're like, no, you're the most beautiful person in the world. Like, we all think these things about each other. We all want what the other has. The grass is literally always greener on the other side, babe. But let me tell you, once you start once you stop focusing on everybody else around you and you just start focusing on you, that's actually when you will glow up. So I had this realization first year going into college, and I already noticed that once I started like experimenting with clothes I actually wanted to wear, started wearing hairstyles I wanted to do, and I started building my self-confidence and building my self-love, I noticed that shifted the energy in a lot of the friendships that I had around me, because I wasn't behaving in the way that I was behaving before. And I realized that a lot of people were benefiting off of my people-pleasing behavior. I realized that a lot of the friendships that I had, I would do so much for these people. And when I think about it, I don't think they have done anything for me. Does that make sense? For example, I had this one friend and she was just constantly asking for things, constantly asking to borrow clothes. I don't know, borrow a hair straightener, like borrow food. And I think throughout our entire friendship, I maybe asked her for like one thing or two things. And I think there was even one time when I asked her to borrow something and she said no. And I was just like confused, but I realized she doesn't owe me anything. I didn't owe her anything. I was saying yes to her using all of my things. And I was saying yes to doing her all these favors because I thought that's what I had to do. But when I realized she wasn't even reciprocating any of this, I was just like, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? And guess what? When I stopped doing things for her, we stopped being friends. So I hate to tell you, babe, but if any of this is resonating with you, I want you to really look at the people in your life and ask yourself, is this a two-way street? Am I doing a ton for this person and they're just not doing jack shit for me? It doesn't have to be physical things. If you have a friend that's constantly trauma dumping on you, like emotionally unloading on you, and you can't even get a word in, that's another version of just like a one-way street friendship. And I don't have time. I don't have time for it anymore. I don't have time to be around people that don't like me for me. I don't have time to be around people that don't know who they are, and so they just copy everybody else. I don't have time to be around people that are consumed in other people's lives. I realized because so many of these people that I was friends with didn't have a sense of self, they were so far up everybody else's assholes. They didn't have any goals. So what is there to do? Stalk other people on social media, stalk their exes on social media, and obsess over what the people in their life were doing. A lot of people that I was friends with that I'm no longer friends with would just talk shit constantly. Let me tell you something. Me too. Okay. Gossip is great. Gossip is one of the only gossip is one of the only weapons that us women have. Okay. So I'm going to continue to talk shit until the day that I die. But what my sister and I have started doing is we only want to talk constructive shit. Okay. So if somebody does something that is genuinely preposterous and I just need to talk it over with my sister to figure out how I'm going to address the situation, I'll do that. Is that talking shit? Yeah, a little bit, but I don't care because my sister is a trusted person. She's not going to tell anybody. And I'm not just saying negative things for the sake of saying negative things. I process things out loud, hence why I have a podcast. And so for me, gossiping, talking shit is a great tool for me to process situations and to figure out how I'm going to solve them. However, what I noticed with a lot of these people that I had to let go of in my life, they weren't having like constructive shit talking sessions. But what would drive me crazy is these people would only talk about other people, like nothing else. They had nothing interesting to share. I would even, as I was starting to learn more about spirituality, I would try to have like more spiritual discussions, try to talk about what I was learning, and people would just look at me like I was fucking crazy. And I just started to feel so alone. But babe, it's not good. You shouldn't be so far up each other's buttholes that your friends are the only things you talk about and your friends are the only things you think about. I just think that that's insane and it's weird. And are you bored? I don't know. Anyways, another thing that I noticed with these girls, they wouldn't celebrate any of my achievements. I would come in, be so excited about accomplishing someone, and maybe they would kind of feign a smile, but you can tell when somebody's faking it. Or I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. I can't tell you how. It's the healthiest, most fulfilling relationship that I've ever had. And I can't tell you how many of my friends would just not want to hear about it. I would come home and be like, my boyfriend did this really sweet thing for me today. And I would have my friends tell me, please shut up. Shut up. We don't want to hear about it. We get it. Your life is perfect and your boyfriend's perfect. Shut up. Or like another thing that's kind of related, I would get dressed up a lot. I'd go out in these outfits and my friends would be like, shut up. Why are you wearing that? Like, why do you look like that? Why are you so dressed up? Like, we're not dressed up. Like, how could you do that? That's so disrespectful. Like, just why do so many female friendships feel the need to like move as a unit, to dress all the same, to act all the same? Why do we need to text each other and ask what we're wearing beforehand? Like, why are we so scared of standing out Why are we so scared of being different from the people around us? Why are we so scared of letting people down and of taking up space? I'm so sick and tired of it because I can't tell you the amount of energy that I have expended shrinking myself, you know, not wearing the fancy outfit that I want to wear so people don't comment on it, not bringing up the sweet thing that my boyfriend did for me that day because I don't want my friends to get mad at me. Just so much stupid shit that looking back, I can't believe I put up with it. I can't believe I put up with it. And I can't believe that I let any of these people into my life at all. So yeah, moral of the story is I like have no friends now. I am the most happiest and content I have ever been. I felt lonely for so many years. I felt so lonely in these friendships as well. Now, babe, what's loneliness? I don't know her because I feel so comfortable and at home in myself and in my body. I can't get enough time alone. I can't get enough time with myself because there's so much to do and there's so much to learn and there's so much to build and there's so much I'm getting emotional, but like there's so much love in here for me and for everyone. There's enough to go around. And I gave like all of this up to everybody else around me, and I'm finally giving it to myself. And I'm realizing that I was a shitty friend. That's the people pleasing, all that shit. That is manipulative bullshit. I was a bad friend. I was manipulating them just as much as they were manipulating me. I was just as toxic as they were toxic to me. Okay? You cannot build relationships off of lovelessness. Have you seen RuPaul's Drag Race? You know how he's like, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? That doesn't just apply to romantic relationships. That applies to friendships as well. You can only meet other people as deeply as they have met themselves. And let me tell you, I have a long way to go, but I've done so much fucking shadow work and all that shit to get to know myself to the best of my ability. I'm only 22. I'm learning more things every day. And I go out and I meet other people and I can just tell they have no idea who they are. And that's fine. I think everybody else is on their own timeline. Oh my God, it's so painful to face yourself. It's so difficult and it sucks. So I understand why people don't do it. I understand. It's a lot easier to look at somebody else and be like, I'm going to be them instead of being yourself, because being your true self takes the combination of all the bad traits, all the bad experiences that you've been through, and all the good traits, all the good experiences that you've been through, and combining them. And that takes facing your trauma, facing your shit, crying a lot, feeling your feelings, a lot of things that a lot of us are too scared to do. Oh, and it takes being alone, and it takes detachment, and it takes being okay with losing people, being okay with change. I'm lucky that my life has never been stable. I've never had a hometown. I've never had a solid group of friends that has stayed in my life. No, and I'm so grateful for that because the only thing I'm getting emotional, but like the only thing that has remained constant in my life is myself and for me, luckily, my family. And so I rely very heavily on them. And why am I getting so emotional? It's because I'm on my period and I don't give a fuck. I rely on my family because they're my best friends. And now I'm really lucky that I have my boyfriend who is also my best friend. But with him, there was something where like I didn't, for the first time in my life, I didn't feel like I needed to create any kind of persona to get him to like me. I just knew that I was safe. I knew that I could be myself and I knew that I would be accepted. Yeah, and now that I know what it's like to just be loved for just being my most authentic self, I'm fucking crazy. I'm so crazy to Seth. He sees the worst. He sees the best and the worst of me, okay? And he still loves me. And now that I know what that kind of a friendship is, and so done like trying to put on all these personas and disrespect myself and let all these people walk over me just for people to like me, because I don't like anybody. I don't really like that many people. Why do I care if they like me? I'm tired. I'm so tired.
And I'm tired of people telling me that I'm loud or that I'm annoying and that I am. I am all that shit. And there's some people out there that really like loud, annoying people in their life. Okay. And there's other people that don't. And I think that that's beautiful. I think if we were all the same, how fucking boring would that be? Jesus Christ. Why am I such a baby? I'm done. I cried. So I'm done now. And I hope that you enjoyed that episode. I don't know if I made a single coherent point. I'm really hoping that I did, but I really appreciate you tuning in to today's episode. I love you. That was a sweet heart to heart that we just had. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, I take those in my social media DMs, specifically my podcast Instagram. So if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me there. The links will be down below. The links to my last episode, as well as links to my other friendship episode, my anxiety episode, and my depression episode will all be down below. I hope that you're doing okay, and I hope that you're taking care of yourself. If you haven't drank water or eat a meal today, please make sure that you get that done. If you don't, I will know, and I will find you, because I know where you live, and I know your mom, and I know her phone number and her birthday. So I'll just call her, and I'll ask her. So please subscribe, like, and comment. All those things help me. Share. If you're listening to this on Spotify, give me a rating. And yeah, that's it. I'm gonna go drink more coffee. I'm so tired. Okay, bye.